Proverbs for the day, April the 7th, Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 to 9. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Verse 10 goes on to tell you this passage, which we've dealt with and will deal with and over this few month period. Now this is about the strange woman. She flattereth, verse 5. Attire of a harlot, verse 10. Loud and stumbled, verse 11. But I want to look at the overall picture here in verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. Step back and look at the forest, not the trees, at this particular passage. And I want us to think about passing too closely to temptation. Now I realize as a Christian, we are not of the world, but we're in the world. I realize as a Christian, we have assignments and duties and work and different things. I realize that. But I also realize that one of the big differences is God, He looks after us and the things we must do. But we need to be careful we do not tempt ourselves and Him in the things that we must not do and that we partake of. Picture what this is happening here, this young man. He's one of the simple ones. He's among the youths. He's a young man void of understanding. And what does he do? He passes too closely. I don't know if you've ever had a trouble with a bank card or something that was sensitive to magnetism and you pass too close to a magnet and might erase the data, might corrupt the data, etc. Pass too closely. You ever get yourself too close to a fire or something hot? Maybe you're cutting something, fellas, with a torch, or maybe you get too close to something else and it burns it, passing too closely. There are some things that we're to avoid. There are some things that you and I, as believers, are to say, I'm going to stay as far away from that as I can. You say, well, how am I ever going to witness into that? There's plenty of opportunities to witness, and there's plenty of proper opportunities to witness without you putting yourself near her corner, verse 8. The way to her house, verse 8. This is pretty important. Passing too closely. If you're not careful, you can do this in your music, for example. Keep playing around with music until what will happen is you're going to pass too closely, you're going to cross the line. When you cross the line, it's hard for the average Christian to get back. Passing too closely. You know, why pass closely? You ever seen somebody on a road, a highway, and they're barely, if there's actually truly enough room to get around, barely enough, if there actually is room. Sometimes they get away with it because everyone else slows down for them and makes it possible. And of course, they think they were just a great driver. But imagine passing closely at 70 miles an hour each direction. The force of those two vehicles hitting, the trauma to the human body, if you live through it, is amazing. You say, well, what's that got to do with anything? It's all about passing too closely. Have you ever passed too closely and you, or somebody else, and you see the mirror missing off the car or the truck? Have you ever passed too closely and put a couple of tire wheels over in the gravel? Over on the edge? On the apron? Yeah, on the shoulder? Passing too closely. Here's what can happen if you pass too closely, is you get caught by the enemy, verse 13. She caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings, etc., etc. Passing too closely. You cannot afford to pass too closely to the wrong kind of music. You cannot afford to pass too closely to the wrong version of the Bible. Learn your Bible. Learn your King James Bible. And know some of those other verses. Have them written down. But merely doing that with other people, showing them one version to another, is not enough. They have to believe what God's doing. So don't pass too closely. Don't pass so closely that you might end up being one of them instead of them trying to help them be one of you. Pass too closely. Let's not do that. Now let's keep in mind this. He says here that it was a matter of a simple one. I discerned among you a young man void of understanding. Okay? Void of understanding. Now, you and I, we have the Bible. We have the Holy Spirit. We can have understanding if we want it. This book of Proverbs is about seeking it. And I'm going to challenge you today. Why don't you slow down for a minute, grab your little piece of paper, something in your Bible, whatever, look at these verses and say, Lord, is there something I'm passing too closely to? Lord, is there another person I'm passing too closely to? Lord, is there another habit I'm passing too closely to? Is there something out there in the world I'm passing too closely to? And you ask him. I could spend hours naming stuff. It might not hit yours. But if you ask the Lord, and if you ask the Holy Spirit, he will happily point it out, because that's what he does for us. He helps us get closer to God. He helps us purify our lives. So the prayer of today would be, Lord, am I passing too closely? Lord, have I passed too closely? And Lord, show me how to avoid passing too closely to danger, to the enemy, to the temptation.